I'm going.
Okay.
Okay, so welcome to our Wednesday reset group. I'm so happy to see these faces and to know that others will access this recording later on. And the first thing that I wanted to do was to let me just send this note in the chat to everyone. David is wanting to host a party in June at his beautiful home in Alameda. And he was thinking about, look at David's sign, the date of June 17th or 18th. And if you happen to know your schedule, hello, Jenny, welcome. David's hosting a party June 17th or 18th, hasn't decided on the day yet. I don't know why he's making it a vegan vegetarian picnic, but I'm happy. Yeah, Lori's happy. But anyway, if you even know your schedule right now and have a preference between those 2 days, type that in the chat box. If you don't know your schedule and need to look at it and think about if this is even an option for you, then text, or excuse me, email me later and let me know. I know a lot of traveling happens during the summer and whatnot, but David was wanting to see how many of us could get together.
So,
And spouses. And
yeah,
spouses.
just a note, the 18th is Father's Day. So the
Oh.
17th, I'm thinking probably the 17th, just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, good thought. Okay.
Kerrigan, fly out. I've got two extra bedrooms.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'll have to check into flights. The week before that, I'm actually going to be in Argentina. So,
Oh, wow,
wow.
cool.
So I'll have to check out flights because that'd be so fun. I would love to get to see you all.
Okay, and Jenny's going to be in Bologna. Wow, eating
Oh my
vegan food
God.
there. Wow, okay, so this is a wonderful idea, David. Thank you for coming up with this. It's far enough away where we can think about that. And now I think that Dennis will be able to join because I thought he was going on a canoe trip, and I don't think they would do that on Father's Day the whole weekend. So, okay, we'll think about that. And it seems like right now, Saturday the 17th is the deal, David. Okay?
Hey, that sounds good.
All right. Okay,
I've
gang.
never been more sorry to be in Italy.
I
We'll
know. You cannot have remorse about going to Italy. We'll
have another, we'll have another, we'll do something in the fall.
Do it
Or
again.
we could go to Italy. That would be fun.
Yeah,
Come
right.
on in.
Yeah.
We'll do it again. In fact, I have threatened to have something here, and I will in the summer. So we'll do it again. Okay. Excuse me. This practice today is, or the concept and the theme is all about the breath. And couple of weeks ago, Irv sent me a link to a New York Times article on the breath, and it was so good. And I think it pairs up nicely with that book called Breath. Wasn't it called Breath? And by James
By
Nestor.
James Nestor, yeah.
Yeah. And it is, it's really just an ex it's kind of an extension of that and a little bit of new research. Irv, do you by any chance still have the link to that? If you, oops, I can't hear you, but if you did have it and if you could put it in the chat, it'd be awesome. But I don't want to get you all busy right now.
No, that's okay. I do have the link, but if you don't have a subscription to the Times and you run out of your free access to the three articles a month, you may not be able to do it. But I made it into a PDF. So if anybody wants it, I can just send you the PDF of the article like I did for you.
Okay, maybe I'll just send the PDF via a
Yeah,
news.
just send that to whoever wants it.
Okay, well, but what I noticed about the PDF was that for some reason, some of the pages, they're missing information. It's kind of scattered. I
I'll
know.
take a look at it again and I'll see if I can send you the full one.
That sounds great. Okay, then I'll make that available for everyone. So, speaking of breath, I've just mentioned that. That I, chose to go to Morro Bay, and some of you already live, right near the ocean, and you're so used to that overwhelming feeling when you're at the edge of land where it meets the sea, and how the breathing, how breathing there just seems to be different than breathing in other places. It seems to be so much more available and clean. And I don't know, just looking at water and watching those waves undulate sort of reminds us, I think, of the breath and the way it rolls in and rolls out. And so when I was in Morro Bay, oh, did I ever get into this concept of breathing? And I sat outside my place and just really did some deliberate breathing, which the article that Irv shared is very much about. So, excuse me. So let's, I found this writing, and it's written by Donna Martin, and she used this writing as a meditation. And although it's more words than I would normally use in a guided meditation, I'd like to start us off in a practice that gets us into the breath. And then while we're in our relaxed posture and while our eyes are closed, I'd like to read this piece to you that I believe this is the way that Donna Martin uses it as well, is kind of a guided meditation about the breath. Does that sound okay? It'll be a little bit different than our normal practice. Do we have a normal practice? But we'll do this in dedication to this magic wave that sometimes we sometimes we do take for granted and we don't give the amount of reverence to. So let's pay some reverence. And especially I appreciated that Irv was sharing that article, and it talked about the management, breath for the management of pain. And Irv has an ongoing management of pain with his eyes and with, you know, having to go in and do the procedures that he does. And so I think it's helpful. I appreciated that, Irv, because I thought, oh, an avenue for you that another avenue for you to use. And all of us, when we're experiencing that in life. So again, thank you. So let's show up to our practice as completely as we can. And when I say that, it means, oh, let me just let go of and set aside and put on the shelf anything else that might be taking up my attention right now. It's not always that easy, but let's give ourselves permission to be here right now with all of our attention intact in this loving group that we've come to nourish ourselves. And as I welcome each one of us sincerely to this space and to this place for practice, settle in as best as you can. Find as much comfort for your body as is possible right now. And if that means that you lie down, then lie down. If it means that you switch your position in some way, do that. Give reverence to not only the breath, but also the body, however it feels right now in this moment. And as we naturally do in so many of our practice times together, let's bring awareness to our breath. And the breath is different for each one of us. Our experience of our breath is different. For some of us, it's coming in with ease and rolling out with that same degree of ease. And for others that may be having respiratory issues now or always, the breath isn't always a simple and easy place. And yet it is this friend that we have with us at all times of the day and night. And so coming with some curiosity and openness to this place of breath, however it is for you right now. As you breathe, maybe you can feel the body settling just a little bit. The out-breath does that. The in-breath invigorates and brings in new life, and the out-breath helps the body settle. So if you wish in the beginning of this practice to do a little bit of a deliberate style of breath, and one that comes from this article about breath, it's called 448. And the idea is to breathe in through the nose to a count of four, hold for a count of four, and then breathe out through the nose, I believe, to a count of eight. Maybe you try that once or twice if you choose. This elongated last portion of the breath activates the parasympathetic rest and digest part of the autonomic nervous system. And so the whole out breath is about relaxing and bringing some rest to the body. Bringing back the normal wave of breath now to the attention. And as we sit with eyes closed or lowered, and as we have the intention to bring reverence to the breath, allow these words just to be in the background of your practice. Written by Donna Martin so lovingly, called "The Breath is Life's Teacher." Observe me, says the breath, and learn to live effortlessly in the present moment. Feel me, says the breath, and feel the ebb and flow of life. Allow me, says the breath, and I'll sustain and nourish you, filling you with energy and cleansing you of tension and fatigue. Move with me, says the breath, and I'll invite your soul to dance. Make sounds with me, and I shall teach your soul to sing. Follow me, says the breath, and I'll lead you out to the farthest reaches of the universe, and inward to the deepest parts of your inner world. Notice, says the breath, that I am as valuable to you coming or going, that every part of my cycle is as necessary as another. that after I'm released, I return again and again. That even after a long pause, moments when nothing seems to happen, eventually I am there. Each time I come, says the breath, I am a gift from life. And yet you release me without regret, without suffering, without fear. Notice how you take me in, invites the breath. Is it with joy, with gratitude? Do you take me in fully? Invite me into all the inner spaces of your home? Or carefully into just inside the door? What places in you am I not allowed to nourish? And notice, says the breath, how you release me. Do you hold me prisoner in closed up places in the body? Is my release resisted? Do you let me go reluctantly or easily? And are my waves of breath, of life, as gentle as a quiet sea, softly smoothing sandy stretches of yourself? Or anxious, urgent, choppy waves, or the crashing tumult of a stormy sea? And can you feel me as the link between your inner and outer worlds? Feel me as life's exchange between the universe and you. The universe breathes me into you, and you send me back to the universe. I am the flow of life between every single part and the whole. Your attitude to me, says the breath, is your attitude to life. Welcome me. Embrace me fully. Let me nourish you completely and then set me free. Move with me, dance with me, sing with me, sigh with me. Love me. Trust me. Don't try to control me. I am the breath. Life is the musician. You are the flute. And music, creativity, depends on all of us. You are not the creator, nor the creation. We are all part of the process of creativity. you, life, and me, the breath. Imagine, if you will, the breath that shows up next. Imagine that it wasn't bound by the lungs, that this wave was like any wave that you witness at the sea, where it rolls in. And allow in your imagination the next wave of breath to roll into this whole body. From wherever it enters, nose or mouth, allow it to roll in through the whole head, the neck, and down from the shoulders to both arms and hands. Allow this wave to roll down into the torso, touching into all spaces and places as the breath rolls, past the seat and the hips, down both legs to the feet. Every body is different, so allowing this wave to really soak into those places in your body that could use extra healing energy, self-love. Imagine yourself as the receptacle of this wave, rolling in, and then as the wave recedes, taking away what you can or wish to let go of: imbalance, stale thoughts, ideas, cells. Imagine this wave rolling in and receding, the universe breathing you as this breath rolls in from the outside and then rolls back out into the universe, only to be exchanged by others. Imagine that the universe, all of this body of air that surrounds us, is what connects all of us so intimately. And as we take a couple of moments of just self-guidance, allow yourself to entertain this concept, this imagery, however you do that, about your own breath. Be curious, reside in this moment right here, breathing, doing the most magical and important thing you can be doing right now, living life breath by breath. Breathing in new and letting go of old. Constant cycle, anytime during the day or night that you bring your awareness to this act, this event that's already happening, you can remind yourself, I'm inviting in new with every breath, and I'm letting go of what's old. I don't need it anymore with every out breath. Renewing, resetting, rejuvenating, breath by breath. With your eyes still closed or lowered, and as we come to the end of this practice, and every practice that you do in between, remind yourself of the power of your own breath, the power that it has to help you heal, to calm down in anxious moments, the power that you were given and started practicing right when you were born, all the way till the day that you physically leave this place. Remind yourself of the power, and then give some reverence to this breath. So as we come back to our little circle here, I want to just say a couple of things about next week briefly. I know David won't mind my asking for some very healing and loving waves and thoughts to go to David on Tuesday, the 2nd of May, when he'll be doing the first of two targeted radiation treatments. And so sending love to David on Tuesday, I think, is a very powerful way for us to help him in this effort. And then secondly, I may be coming to you Wednesday morning from Calistoga. It's my birthday on Wednesday, the 3rd. And I think that I'm going to be just kind of relaxing and having a good time, and I might just, I'll let you know for sure if we'll have a session on Wednesday morning, but I don't see why not. I think it'd be a really cool way to start my birthday. So twin brother and I will be going up with our partners to Calistoga for a few days. So that's about next week. So thank you for joining today. This is just such a loving and lovely group to hang out with. And I always think about Susan lassoing us all together. Susan Lasso, not Ted Lasso. So love you all so much. Thank you. And we'll see you next week. And whoever wants to stay and do a mala, we're doing it for David. So
thanks, Cassie.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody.
Thank you all.
I forgot my mala, but can I stay and just, okay. I'm at work and I forgot it.
No, that's okay. Oh, that's right. You're at work. You may not have that. Okay. And I think Carol is staying too. And so David, before we do this, I want to reflect on the chat box and just say that it looks like, you know, there are a good handful of people that might be able to make it, and that would be on the 17th. So
yeah, we'll plan on the 17th. And Irvin and Susan's daughter and her husband and the children, bring the children too, because
I think what I'll do, David, sorry, is I'll send out I'll send out an invite.
Great.
To this group, and we'll see, you know, who responds to it. So it's just so wonderful. And I love your environment of your house. It's just very cool.
Can I just tell you a little bit about, this is sort of apropos to the breathing. I took a course through the Art of Living, two courses actually, and I do this every morning. And the first one is called Sky Breathing Meditation. And it's sky is abbreviations for three Sanskrit words. But we do, the first thing that we do is, do you know the term, I can't pronounce it, ujjayi breath?
Ujjayi breath? No.
Yeah, you do. We do a round of, we do each, there's three different procedures, and each one we do three rounds. But the ujjayi breath is where you breathe in, making a sound like, they say like the sounds of the ocean. Mm-hmm. So you hear this guttural thing in your nose, and you breathe 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you hold 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you hold 2, and then you bring them 4, and then hold 4, blah, blah. After that, then we do what's called bellows breath, and that's where you put your hands next to your chest, and you go, you breathe as you put your hands up, you breathe, and as you bring them down, you breathe out, but it's all through your nose. It's
wow. Yeah.
And then the third one is where it's deep breathing, just deep breathing, and then medium breathing, and then fast breathing. Wow. Then after you do that for about 20 minutes, then you go into what they call Shahade Samadhi, TM breathing, or I mean meditation. It's cool.
Wow, that's great. I want to know more. I want to learn more about that.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, thank you. That just activates your breath in every way you can.
Oh boy, does it ever. Does it ever, yeah.
Wow, okay. All right, so in the spirit of doing all things alternative, let's do our chanting to Saraswati, and again, once again, wrapping this vibration around ourselves and around you, David, in the spirit of love and healing energy. And here we go. Om I'm Saraswati Swaha. 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 Om Saraswati Swaha. Om, I'm 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 Saraswati Swaha. Om 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 I'm Saraswati Swaha. Allowing that vibration to penetrate and keep on rolling through mind and body and heart. Okay, storing up all of that vibration for David, for us, for this day, for this essence of nurturing and love. Boy, we need it every single day. Each time something comes and gives us a gotcha, just imagine yourself holding, being held, nurturing. So, yeah. Okay, folks, love ya a lot. All right, talk to you soon, and hope to see you next week. David, I'll be talking to you before that. Okay?
Love to you all.
Bye. Love you.